and the medical profession is going to kill you. It's coming out in the news. You better listen carefully. The first people are dying in New York. They're terrified of an epidemic, which can become a pandemic. Xanthomycin is no longer working on the mystery bug. Well, of course not. You have such a mutated form of biological life forms anymore, they don't even know how to sort themselves. And they eat antibiotics. I don't mean they just eat your flesh and antibiotics. They live on antibiotics. How could that be? Well, penicillin itself was a bread mold. And just like you have little microbes that will eat crude oil and live in atomic reactors, they thrive on whatever you're feeding them as an antibiotic. It is a substance, and they thrive on it. And if it is in your circulatory system and they like it, they're going to eat your flesh, aren't they? And then someone will come up with something new. Well, this is an error. This is a, what is the latest? Aloe vera. Cesium. Of course they're good. But every paper comes out and it'll kill all of these that you were just told silver colloid would kill. How many times do you need to kill something? Once is sufficient. And if you have a, quote, cure-all, why are you having to redo it? It is like saying to God, God, give me what I need. I need $3,000. And I turn it over to you, sir. 10 minutes later, you're right back. Sir, I'm waiting for the $3,000. That's what I mean by trusting versus not trusting. If I give you something and I tell you if you do this, this, and this, you're going to heal yourself. Well, I did this and this, and I still have a sore throat. Well, you should have done this, this, and this for as long as I told you to do it. Did you? Well, no, I was feeling a little better. So, no, I didn't do that. So you let those bugs get a little stronger, don't you? Pretty soon they're going to eat silver colloid like it's going out of style. They would now, except they don't know how to separate it from your system. They cannot yet extract it from the cellular structure. And if you're doing your Giandriana, you're building up pretty much of a goodly cellular system. But obviously, if you start out very sick, and let us assume that antibiotics do work, praise God and go your way. But for goodness sake, stop this hopscotch treadmill next product phenomenon. Get something, stay with it until you see what it's going to do. And if it doesn't do the job, then you change. The best products on the globe are Oxysol and Giandriana. And you can play with everything else that you want to. And that's what you're doing. And I know you're scared when you start coughing up blood. We've been there, done that. And when finally it got so exasperating, Dharma quit taking everything except what I told her to. And she got well. And there's still lesions. And she said, well, that's just because you needed me to do these other things. Touché. It doesn't matter, does it? When you decide to get well, you will get well. When you decide to cop out, you will cop out. And then there comes a realization, at least with her. Hey, I feel pretty good. Maybe the rest of it just because I'm 66 years old. And I haven't done any exercise because I couldn't make it up or down the stairs. Maybe if I just breathe a little deeper. Oh, but that makes you cough, doesn't it? How else are you going to get it cleaned out? But I don't like to cough. It hurts. And it's miserable and I can't breathe. And all the pollens around and the allergens. Sure. They, your enemy, has enhanced these pollens. I mean, they will tell you the trees are blooming, the flowers are blooming, and they're flying over and dumping it on you. And they're dumping stuff on you that everybody is allergic to. It ruins your lungs. And then they will produce something in the form of an antihistamine that will make you feel better, and you feel a little better, and you breathe a little less deeply because you are alive and you feel better. And they're killing you. Just breathing is killing you. And yet breathing is the only thing that is your ability to live. So it is a rock and a hard place. So what else is new? Go armed with the knowledge. Does anybody want to ask me anything? I'm going to pull this to a close so we can go home and work. We will be away. I'd like to try to begin to close down the Jewish subject as far as Ford is concerned. We have about 7,000 other volumes we could offer, but I think we'll just play this one out and let it rest a minute, and then we'll go on, and I'll pick on somebody else.
Minter, I think Rod Enns is actually in Utah now.
You think living or just visiting?
Ian, Chase, and... No, not Choli and not...
Well, there's Channing and Choli.
Channing, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
are taking care of his father, I think. Sandy's still here in California with the three youngest boys.
Are they in Rosamond?
That I don't know. I saw Sandy in the store about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they find peace. They won't, because it's very difficult to find peace after you have brought pain. And nobody seems to ever understand that. You can see it in Scott Tipp's face. If he could withdraw these last things that he said, because the lawyers and the judges could only say, look, you're wrong, Mr. Tipps. These people cared about you. They trusted you and they have never blamed you. And therefore, he's got to face that it wasn't for lack of ability or anything deliberate, but it's the things he's done deliberately since then that is his problem. And those problems may start with the Eckers, but that's not where his problems are. It's going to be with the others he's betrayed, because at least the Eckers don't go out for revenge. It isn't worth our time. Our jobs are bigger than that. Every now and then it may cross your mind that it would be nice to hang somebody like George Green and Scott Tipps or anyone else who may come through. Stephen Horn's a good one to focus on. Wouldn't it be nice just to hang him? No, you wouldn't do it if you had the opportunity, because you would realize it wouldn't be worth the price. We're going to win, and we must win properly, or we must lose. And if we lose, it is injustice because we have been truthful. These people have to sit and listen while it is said that they bought the property. I'm going to repeat something that I bet none of you knew. Anybody who invested in that property, those deeds and things were never even seen until Mr. Horn, through some ally, produced them at a deposition. Did they know something was taking place? Yes, and very fully appreciative of that. And EJ looked at them and said, "What in the world have they done? I not only have not seen this, but I can't imagine how they got this set up." But Mr. Horn had all the documents. Mr. Green and Miss Tootin had provided them. And the day that the news teams were out here, the Eckers were not in town, but the news teams were down at Mr. Jason Brent's office. And what the lawyers and judges in Bakersfield think of Jason Brent is not really as printable as the things we said. So I'm sure that when we ever get to trial, you better get there early. Because, you know, they don't give you a lot of room in these courtrooms for the audience. And this audience now encompasses everybody in the courthouse that can get on a break to come down there and witness. And you know that Mr. Brent will have to be there. Probably Mr. Horn will have to drive out to see them get theirs. And he doesn't care. He's just one, and I'll tell you what makes Scott Tipps mad. Not the Eckers. At this point, Mr. Horn has beaten him. And it is a battle of pure hate. And the judge called it, disciplined them for it, and that's probably the reason you're going to get a hearing. Because you're going before the judge, it suggested both Mr. Horn and Mr. Tipps needed a good caning. And that went in the record. So we're going to do it, people. And we're going to see through these things. Regardless of how miserable and hard it may seem, we're going to see them through. To the very best of our ability. And if it dries up and we cannot afford to see it through, we'll stop wherever we have to. But what else do you have to do? So damned important. Be patient with us. I am so appreciative of people like Al and Ray and the ones of you who put such good information into that paper that we're not even missed, really. And they don't know who to blame for everything anymore. They don't know who to blame for what anymore. They don't even know who to threaten anymore. And my feeling is if they want to go through 5, 8, 10 years of papers, it might give them some information. So double them up, except that they'd have to ask for another continuance to read it all. I'll be giving quite a few of you some really good choice ideas. Listen to them. That doesn't mean rush around and try to accomplish whatever comes through your mind. And if you want to share and offer permissions to do some of the things with your corporations or whatever, just remind Rick of that. Because, you see, we've done a good job. We don't know who owns what. We don't want to know who owns what. If we don't know, we can't tell. And some of you are going to find yourself so rich that you're going to have to fight with your own souls. Because once that's done, it's your problem. And believe me, it's easier to stay close to God, while you're hurting and wanting than it is after you have it. God has problems after people have it. I personally put my neck on the line and say, you can handle it. And yes, you will go buy silly things just as soon as you can. Frivolous things. Things. Why shouldn't you? You live in a world of things. Just don't marry those things. Be able to let the most precious thing that you have go. And then you can enjoy every moment, every cent of whatever you gather. Just be able to walk away. And don't ever try to grab that goal to get in the beam of light up to God. It will keep you grounded. Mr. Green stole so much gold, he can't get off the ground now. And you may as well have just one last funny. Mr. Horton is up there talking. Mr. Green, he says to the judge, only buried one box. The rest didn't even have any dust on them. Can you believe a lawyer doing that? And then he says, why would he bury them? He wanted to see if it would deteriorate. I josh you not. In a court of law. To the judge. Anything else?
Commander.
Yes.
May I? When you said that Green said that court, that he funded court, was that true?
No.
Thank you.
You mean did he fund him or
he
was that?
$1 million. The thing about
no. Are you kidding?
Well, I thought so, but I left with the impression.
The Phoenix Institute did put forth the fundamental. That's exactly what the Institute is for. Put forth enough for them to get started, and then everybody did it on a shoestring and hard work, and after the fact, big deal Green. No, I'll tell you what Mr. Green did for Jenny and Court. He on the sly sent all this garbage to their parents and talked about how terrible it was that they'd had to get a divorce and all of this. All the while that Jenny's pregnant and having her second baby, this is what's going on. He really, really hurt them. He said to Court's father and mother that Court would be in prison. He's not a nice person. Court and Jenny have maintained themselves, and they've made some errors, but basically they've done extremely well. They've done too well because they've gotten involved in some things that can get them in trouble, and Court is now trying to extract himself from that. This is being aggressive, young, knowing what a potential you've got with which to work. And now Ron and Brent are over there, and it's balancing itself out. We probably, over a period of time, will see to it that there are other agencies, because if you have just one, the ones know where to strike all the time. And they get the innocent with the guilty with the whatever. And you always have to run into that. When people hear about something and they go to this agency and then they start doing illicit business, it comes right back, and there is nothing that agent can do but turn over records. So know that. You just don't ever not manage your business well. Honorably, exactly what the law tells you to do, and meet all the regulations. But we don't need to go into a seminar today on that subject. But no. Of all the things that George Green has said, I doubt there's more than three things in the entire mess of stuff that is true.
Well, he had said how he had Dixon in his pocket and Tips in his pocket, and that certainly turned out to be the case.
Well, we'll see. They will both deny it. But these are the people that you're working with offshore trusts, and you're rolling over gold for them. they're the ones you start a business with, it only stands to reason that that's continued when they are acting up in bad, unethical behavior that can come back to eat them, and they know it. Because part of the questions is try and try and try to dig out something about Nevada. And something about another case. Isn't there another case? Well, Gene's smart enough not to own up to any other cases. But he can't keep Green out of it, you see. Green's involved in every bit of it. And that means malpractice possibilities in every incident. And Tips is trying to get his attorney to pull out whatever might have been wrong in that US&P case. Lots. There was enough to hang Tips in the US&P case. And I will tell you right now that I asked Eckers, and they did this. They filed a damage suit against Mr. Methven, who came in via Mr. Tips. And when Mr. Tips was told to release him, he didn't. He didn't get sign-offs. He continued to serve Green after an agreement was reached, and Eckers and Green were at war, and Mr. Green was especially at war with Rick Martin. And Rick had already filed a suit in federal court. And it went on and on and on and on, and that one really worried George Green. Because George had taken our projects of domes and so forth and started a development money-raising scam. This is why he wanted Swofer and Leon to pull their money out of the Institute and give it to him. And he wouldn't have any gold for them, but he would put it into gold. Now, get the difference. He would get it into gold, and he would roll it offshore. And he would give them a lot of stock in these development corporations. John Swofer stood right there and said it in front of witnesses. Said it. Well, he wanted us to pull our money out in gold and give it to him, and then he would give us a big piece of whatever was going on. Well, the reason for all of this in the first place was Green's idea. Eckers didn't come out here to start an institute or write books for God. Everybody who heard about anything basically heard it from a seminar or something where Green was speaking, and everybody came expecting space cadets. All right, it'll work out. And you've waited long enough that the cycle will close itself. If it had closed itself in that second little semester, it would not have provided what must be provided. And you would have had to unlawfully or at least immorally fight these battles. God doesn't kill anybody. God doesn't fight in your wars on either side. Let your enemy kill your enemy. You don't have to participate. It's too debilitating. And if you lose a thing or some things, so what? You will have gained so much more. Anyone else?
Happy Mother's Day, Don.
Thank you. I will make sure she knows that. Della and Mark have already remembered her. Appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's tenuous some days. Don't want to write anymore. Don't even want to type that word anymore. We have to do it because that's our front. That's our information. That's our job while we get on with our work. That's our call to those who hear and are open enough to rise above whatever we're writing, but able to accept the fact that they knew they had a bigger job, a bigger calling. And at the point that a lot of you are, it's still, God, all I'm doing is waiting. Well, sometimes the waiting is the worst. If you're caught in it and you are required to do something, you go do it. Believe me, sometimes the waiting and the holding to truth is the hardest. And I cherish you for that. I, in my own way, become very emotional about that. Because I know it's the hardest. And I know when you cry out, it isn't demanding. Show me the way. Show me the way. I don't get it yet. Show me the way. And the way is the testing of every minute, every conversation, every opportunity, every thought. Just as everything is a thought of God made manifest, everything you think is in some way manifest in a physical manner upon yourself. You are your thoughts. And your intentions can be wishy-washy, but your major goal intent is not wishy-washy. Your actions will be, and some days they will be, in 100% opposition to what you fully intend within your soul. And you just forgive yourself for that little perturbation, that little deviation. You're a human, and you're going to respond in a human way immediately. And then you're going to get that ego under control, and you're going to pull it back in. You're going to see the humor in your own response. And then you're going to go back to intent. And you're going to be peaceful in that intent for that little bit of time until you cool off. And then you go a little further, a little further. And we can meet, and we can go a little bit further today because we've met, and we can support each other. Honor yourselves. You are the thought of God. You would not be if God did not think you worthy. Remember it. Whether it be for the child you bear, the teacher you are, the waiter, the patient waiter, the one serving, and then the testing to push you away. I can't go on like this. I must do something else. And so you search out. God will make you do that. And then he watches to see what you'll choose. It's not fair. God's not fair. He is. He just. And the medical profession's going to kill you. It's coming out in the news. You better listen carefully. The first people are dying in New York. They're terrified of an epidemic, which can become a pandemic. Xanthomycin is no longer working on the mystery bug. Well, of course not. You have such a mutated form of biological life forms anymore, they don't even know how to sort themselves. And they eat antibiotics. I don't mean they just eat your flesh and antibiotics. They live on antibiotics. How could that be? Well, penicillin itself was a bread mold. And just like you have little microbes that will eat crude oil and live in atomic reactors, they thrive on whatever you're feeding them as an antibiotic. It is a substance, and they thrive on it. And if it is in your circulatory system and they like it, they're going to eat your flesh, aren't they? And then someone will come up with something new. Well, this is an air. This is a. What is the latest? Aloe vera. Cesium. Of course they're good. But every paper comes out and it'll kill all of these that you were just told silver colloid would kill. How many times do you need to kill something? Once is sufficient. And if you have a, quote, cure-all, why are you having to redo it? It is like saying to God, God, give me what I need. I need $3,000. And I turn it over to you, sir. 10 minutes later, you're right back. Sir, I'm waiting for the $3,000. That's what I mean by trusting versus not trusting. If I give you something and I tell you if you do this, this, and this, you're going to heal yourself. Well, I did this and this, and I still have a sore throat. Well, you should have done this, this, and this for as long as I told you to do it. Did you? Well, no, I was feeling a little better. So, no, I didn't do that. So you let those bugs get a little stronger, don't you? Pretty soon they're going to eat silver colloid like it's going out of style. They would now, except they don't know how to separate it from your system. They cannot yet extract it from the cellular structure. And if you're doing your Gyandriana, you're building up pretty much of a goodly cellular system. But obviously, if you start out very sick, and let us assume that antibiotics do work, praise God and go your way. But for goodness sake, stop this hopscotch treadmill next product phenomenon. Get something, stay with it until you see what it's going to do. And if it doesn't do the job, then you change. The best products on the globe are Oxysol and Gyandriana. And you can play with everything else that you want to. And that's what you're doing. And I know you're scared when you start coughing up blood. We've been there, done that. And when finally it got so exasperating, Dharma quit taking everything except what I told her to. And she got well. And there's still lesions. And she said, well, that's just because you needed me to do these other things. Touché. It doesn't matter, does it? When you decide to get well, you will get well. When you decide to cop out, you will cop out. And then there comes a realization, at least with her. Hey, I feel pretty good. Maybe the rest of it just because I'm 66 years old. And I haven't done any exercise because I couldn't make it up or down the stairs. Maybe if I just breathe a little deeper. Oh, but that makes you cough, doesn't it? How else are you going to get it cleaned out? Well, I don't like to cough. It hurts and it's miserable and I can't breathe and all the pollens around and the allergens. Sure. They, your enemy, has enhanced these pollens. I mean, they will tell you the trees are blooming, the flowers are blooming, and they're flying over and dumping it on you. And they're dumping stuff on you that everybody is allergic to. It ruins your lungs. And then they will produce something in the form of an antihistamine that will make you feel better, and you feel a little better, and you breathe a little less deeply because you are alive and you feel better. And they're killing you. Just breathing is killing you. And yet breathing is the only thing that is your ability to live. So it is a rock and a hard place. So what else is new? Go armed with the knowledge. Does anybody want to ask me anything? I'm going to pull this to a close so we can go home and work. We will be away. I'd like to try to begin to close down the Jewish subject as far as Ford is concerned. We have about 7,000 other volumes we could offer, but I think we'll just play this one out and let it rest a minute, and then we'll go on, and I'll pick on somebody else.
Mentor, I think Rod Enns is actually in Utah now.
You think living or just visiting?
And Chase and... No, not Choli and not...
Well, there's Channing and Choli.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
are taking care of his father, I think. Sandy's still here in California with the three youngest boys.
Are they in Rosamond?
That I don't know. I saw Sandy in the store about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they find peace. They won't, because it's very difficult to find peace after you have brought pain. And nobody seems to ever understand that. You can see it in Scott Tipp's face. If he could withdraw these last things that he said, because the lawyers and the judges could only say, look, you're wrong, Mr. Tipps. These people cared about you. They trusted you and they have never blamed you. And therefore, he's got to face that it wasn't for lack of ability or anything deliberate, but it's the things he's done deliberately since then that is his problem. And those problems may start with the Eckers, but that's not where his problems are. It's going to be with the others he's betrayed, because at least the Eckers don't go out for revenge. It isn't worth our time. Our jobs are bigger than that. Every now and then it may cross your mind that it would be nice to hang somebody like George Green and Scott Tipps or anyone else who may come through. Stephen Horn's a good one to focus on. Wouldn't it be nice just to hang him? No, you wouldn't do it if you had the opportunity, because you would realize it wouldn't be worth the price. We're going to win, and we must win properly, or we must lose. And if we lose, it is injustice, because we have been truthful. These people have to sit and listen while it is said that they bought the property. I'm going to repeat something that I bet none of you knew. Anybody who invested in that property, those deeds and things were never even seen until Mr. Horn, through some ally, produced them at a deposition. Did they know something was taking place? Yes, and very fully appreciative of that. And EJ looked at them and said, what in the world have they done? I not only have not seen this, but I can't imagine how they got this set up. But Mr. Horn had all the documents. Mr. Green and Miss Tootin had provided them. And the day that the news teams were out here, the Eckers were not in town. But the news teams were down at Mr. Jason Brent's office. And what the lawyers and judges in Bakersfield think of Jason Brent is not really as printable as the things we said. So I'm sure that when we ever get to trial, you better get there early. Because, you know, they don't give you a lot of room in these courtrooms for the audience. And this audience now encompasses everybody in the courthouse that can get on a break to come down there and witness. And you know that Mr. Brent will have to be there. Probably Mr. Horn will have to drive out to see them get theirs. And he doesn't care. He's just one, and I'll tell you what makes Scott Tipps mad. Not the Eckers. At this point, Mr. Horn has beaten him. And it is a battle of pure hate. And the judge called it, disciplined them for it, and that's probably the reason you're going to get a hearing. Because you're going before the judge, it suggested both Mr. Horn and Mr. Tipps needed a good caning. And that went in the record. So we're going to do it, people. And we're going to see through these things. Regardless of how miserable and hard it may seem, we're going to see them through. To the very best of our ability. And if it dries up and we cannot afford to see it through, we'll stop wherever we have to. But what else do you have to do? So damned important. Be patient with us. I am so appreciative of people like Al and Ray and the ones of you who put such good information into that paper that we're not even missed, really. And they don't know who to blame for everything anymore. They don't know who to blame for what anymore. They don't even know who to threaten anymore. And my feeling is, if they want to go through 5, 8, 10 years of papers, it might give them some information. So double them up, except that they'd have to ask for another continuance to read it all. I'll be giving quite a few of you some really good choice ideas. Listen to them. That doesn't mean rush around and try to accomplish whatever comes through your mind. And if you want to share and offer permissions to do some of the things with your corporations or whatever, just remind Rick of that. Because, you see, we've done a good job. We don't know who owns what. We don't want to know who owns what. If we don't know, we can't tell. And some of you are going to find yourself so rich that you're going to have to fight with your own souls. Because once that's done, it's your problem. And believe me, it's easier to stay close to God while you're hurting and wanting than it is after you have it. God has problems after people have it. I personally put my neck on the line and say, you can handle it. And yes, you will go buy silly things just as soon as you can. Frivolous things. Things. Why shouldn't you? You live in a world of things. Just don't marry those things. Be able to let the most precious thing that you have go. And then you can enjoy every moment, every cent of whatever you gather. Just be able to walk away. And don't ever try to grab that gold to get in the beam of light up to God. It will keep you grounded. Mr. Green stole so much gold, he can't get off the ground now. And you may as well have just one last funny. Mr. Horton is up there talking. Mr. Green, he says to the judge, only buried one box. The rest didn't even have any dust on them. Can you believe a lawyer doing that? And then he says, why would he bury them? He wanted to see if it would deteriorate. I josh you not. In a court of law. To the judge. Anything else?
Commander.
Yes.
May I? When you said that Green said that court, that he funded court, was that true?
No.
Thank you.
Do you mean did he fund him, or was that
$1 million?
No. Are you kidding?
Well, I thought so, but I left with the impression.
The Phoenix Institute did put forth the fundamental. That's exactly what the Institute is for. Put forth enough for them to get started, and then everybody did it on a shoestring and hard work, and after the fact, big deal Green. No, I'll tell you what Mr. Green did for Jenny and Court. He on the sly sent all this garbage to their parents and talked about how terrible it was that they'd had to get a divorce and all of this. All the while that Jenny's pregnant and having her second baby, this is what's going on. He really, really hurt them. He said to Court's father and mother that Court would be in prison. He's not a nice person. Court and Jenny have maintained themselves, and they've made some errors, but basically they've done, well, they've done extremely well. They've done too well, because they've gotten involved in some things that can get them in trouble, and Court is now trying to extract himself from that. This is being aggressive, young, knowing what a potential you've got with which to work. And now Ron and Brent are over there, and it's balancing itself out. We probably, over a period of time, will see to it that there are other agencies, because if you have just one, the ones know where to strike all the time. And they get the innocent with the guilty with the whatever. And you always have to run into that. When people hear about something and they go to this agency and then they start doing illicit business, it comes right back, and there is nothing that agent can do but turn over records. So know that. You just don't ever not manage your business well. Honorably, exactly what the law tells you to do, and meet all the regulations. But we don't need to go into a seminar today on that subject. But no. Of all the things that George Green has said, I doubt there's more than three things in the entire mess of stuff that is true.
Well, he had said how he had Dixon in his pocket and Tips in his pocket, and that certainly turned out to be the case.
Well, we'll see. They will both deny it. But these are the people that you're working with offshore trusts, and you're rolling over gold for them. They're the ones you start a business with. It only stands to reason that that's continued when they are acting up in bad, unethical behavior that can come back to eat them. And they know it. Because part of the question is just try and try and try to dig out something about Nevada. And something about another case. Isn't there another case? Well, Gene's smart enough not to own up to any other cases. But he can't keep Green out of it, you see. Green's involved in every bit of it. And that means malpractice possibilities in every incident. And Tips is trying to get his attorney to pull out whatever might have been wrong in that US&P case. Lots. There was enough to hang Tips in the US&P case. And I will tell you right now that I asked Eckers, and they did this. They filed a damage suit against Mr. Methven, who came in via Mr. Tips. And when Mr. Tips was told to release him, he didn't. He didn't get sign-offs. He continued to serve Green after an agreement was reached, and Eckers and Green were at war. And Mr. Green was especially at war with Rick Martin. And Rick had already filed a suit in federal court. And it went on and on and on and on. And that one really worried George Green, because George had taken our projects of domes and so forth and started a development money-raising scam. This is why he wanted Swofer and Leon to pull their money out of the Institute and give it to him. And he wouldn't have any gold for them, but he would put it into gold. Now, get the difference. He would get it into gold, and he would roll it offshore. And he would give them a lot of stock in these development corporations. John Swofford stood right there and said it in front of witnesses. Said it. Well, he wanted us to pull our money out in gold and give it to him, and then he would give us a big piece of whatever was going on. Well, the reason for all of this in the first place was Green's idea. Eggers didn't come out here to start an institute or write books for God. Everybody who heard about anything basically heard it from a seminar or something where Green was speaking, and everybody came expecting space cadets. It's all right. It'll work out. And you've waited long enough that the cycle will close itself. If it had closed itself in that second little semester, it would not have provided what must be provided. And you would have had to unlawfully or at least immorally fight these battles. God doesn't kill anybody. God doesn't fight in your wars on either side. Let your enemy kill your enemy. You don't have to participate. It's too debilitating. And if you lose a thing or some things, so what? You will have gained so much more. Anyone else?
Happy Mother's Day, Don.
Thank you. I will make sure she knows that. Della and Mark have already remembered her. Appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's tenuous some days. Don't want to write anymore. Don't even want to type that word anymore. We have to do it because that's our front. That's our information. That's our job while we get on with our work. That's our call to those who hear and are open enough to rise above whatever we're writing, but able to accept the fact that they knew they had a bigger job, a bigger calling. And at the point that a lot of you are, it's still, God, all I'm doing is waiting. Well, sometimes the waiting is the worst. If you're caught in it and you are required to do something, you go do it. Believe me, sometimes the waiting and the holding to truth is the hardest. And I cherish you for that. I, in my own way, become very emotional about that because I know it's the hardest, and I know when you cry out, it isn't demanding. Show me the way. Show me the way. I don't get it yet. Show me the way. And the way is the testing of every minute, every conversation, every opportunity, every thought. Just as everything is a thought of God made manifest, everything you think is in some way manifest in a physical manner upon yourself. You are your thoughts. And your intentions can be wishy-washy, but your major goal intent is not wishy-washy. Your actions will be, and some days they will be, in 100% opposition to what you fully intend within your soul. And you just forgive yourself for that little perturbation, that little deviation. You're a human, and you're going to respond in a human way immediately. And then you're going to get that ego under control, and you're going to pull it back in. You're going to see the humor in your own response. And then you're going to go back to intent. And you're going to be peaceful in that intent for that little bit of time until you cool off. And then you go a little further, a little further. And we can meet, and we can go a little bit further today because we've met, and we can support each other. honor yourselves. You are the thought of God. You would not be if God did not think you worthy. Remember it. Whether it be for the child you bear, the teacher you are, the waiter, the patient waiter, the one serving, and in the testing to push you away. I can't go on like this. I must do something else. And so you search out. God will make you do that. And then he watches to see what you'll choose. It's not fair. God's not fair. He is. He just